is that by Yaakov Avinu going down to Haran.
42.
By Yaakov Avinu going down to Haran, transforming it. So then he says, the Shafti B'Sholom of Beis Avi, Avi is Elhaum of Yitzchak, which is Tzchek, the laughter and enjoyment. And he explained, down here, enjoyment comes from something new. Like he said, gave a mashal of the parakeet. So he says now, Kameike Mamish Lamaila, so it is also Lamaila, in the heavenly spheres. Bottom line is, Hashem enjoys, like we said yesterday, the reason why down here we enjoy new things is because Lamaila, everything comes from Ruchnias. Because in Ruchnias, Hashem enjoys new things. Hine, why? What? How does it work? Chenis Yaakov Yud Akev, like he said before, Yaakov is Yud Akev. Shubchenis Yerid is the Shtalsha Salukus Ad Mata Lamata. Like he said, Yud is the highest level, Chochma, coming all the way down into Akev, which is the lowest of the low. Gam Bechenis Akvayim Shein Elimis Nifrodim Lagamri Bali Gvul, which are completely separated worlds, pluralism, lack of godliness, and limitation. Gemesha Kosa, like it says, Vayei to Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayei L'Charon. Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva and came to Charon, meaning, Shanim Shechmin Ishtal Shul V'Ishtal Shul Zitzim Sumim Kol Kach. That Yaakov came from Be'er Sheva, from the highest levels, like we said, Mashbi and Eisei, from the level of highest Gan Eden, yeah, all the way down into Charon, Charein Av Shul Mokim. This Savas Yashmi Yayim Bali Gvolu Ba'omad Prudim. It will create a world, Yeshmi Yayin. And the world is diversity and separation, which is Bechinas Nivroim, Nifrodim, separated creatures. Shebe'eshem Bechinas Yeshiv Nifr B'fnei Atzmei, which that level is called Choron. The Alter Rebbe is saying Choron, besides meaning Chorein Av Shemokim, Choron represents the lowest of lowest. Like it says the Pasuk, Nicha Greini, my throat was parched. That means it's not a clear level. It's a parched level. Haina, which means Shachayis Elokus Hanim Shechum Islavish Bahem. The Chayis Elokus that comes down. That's called Garden Shekel Kaneda, which is the concept of a voice. Mochus Dermoster Kabahem Legamri. It's so separated and concealed. Ad Chaim Bechinis Alma, the Prodav Chayshech Legamri. As if there would be a separate entity. In reality, like we learned, nothing is ein davar, ein mulvadi. There's nothing outside of Hashem. But it appears to be a separate entity. It appears to be dark and evil and separated from lokus. And then it's called vazay nikru chod nechmisha gnicha greini. Like it says, nelamti dumia. I was silent. He says, so therefore, what is the level of Yaitzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva? Yaakov's Aveda is to come from the highest levels, from Yud, into Akev, not only into Akev, but even into Charan, world of Pirud, separation, anger, and so on. What's the purpose of Yaakov Avinu coming down? What's the purpose of the Kedusha having this tremendous Yerida? Yitachos HaMochovim Yerid Shtaushos Er Avai Kolkach L'mokim Cheshav Alma Deprudam. The reason, the ultimate purpose of why Hashem lowered himself to such an extent into a world of darkness and separation, in order to have Iskafi breaking evil, transforming evil, to make dark into light. Lafech has called Midas Royes, to transform all the bad Midas, which are Ava Vidish Be'el Shel Havle Elam, which is the fire of burning lusts and desire to worldly things, or a kas or anger, lahov come to transform them. Sheyadak l'Hashem levade should only be for Hashem levade, and a level of bitul rotzin l'Hashem levad, and not in a way of yeshvin if. So, what's the purpose of Hashem creating the tachteinim, the lowest of the lowest of worlds? Why is Yaakov coming into Haran? Because the ultimate purpose of all this is to transform the Choron, like we learned to, Choron is Rina, because Hey and Ches are interchangeable. You become Rina, it becomes song and lively, dancing, singing. And that's the level of Yitzchak, because it's a new thing. That good is good, that Kedusha is Kedusha, is no big deal. That's what it is. What does Hashem enjoy? Just think down here, we enjoy something new. Hashem enjoys something new. That's the concept, Nis'ava Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem had a taiva. And Alter Rebbe says the expression, if a taiva kept fragmentish kinkashis, you can't ask on the taiva why you desire this. Why? Somebody else doesn't know. Why do you desire it? There's no, it's not seichel, it's above seichel. It's irrational. That's what it is. That's what I want. What does Hashem want? You know, seemingly it doesn't make sense. But Hashem likes new things. What's the newness that Hashem liked? To take a world of evil and transform it into a world of Kedusha. That's what Hashem likes.
Why is he left leaving so much evil?
Because the more we transform, the greater it is. And that's the level of tshuva. Like we said yesterday, the Rambam writes, why does Hashem like a Baal tshuva? He said, because it's a different person. Yesterday, the person was separated from Hashem, and today, he's becoming close to Hashem. It's something new. It's a uniqueness. Which is a greater level of fear, which means, in practical language, to take the bad midas. Shem Bedish Behech, which are lost in the burning fire to evil, Lahav Chamala Shivim Lashem Levat, and that's the concept. B'malkim Shabali Tshuva Emdim, Tzadikim Gemurim Meinichelim Labi. Why the Loch is like that opinion, that a place where about Tshuva stands, Tzadikim Gemurim can't. And by the way, it's another interesting point. If you look at the expression, the Rebbe said this many times. It doesn't say B'malkim. It should have said like this: B'malkim Shabali Tshuva Emdim. Ain't tzaddikim gemurim endim. In the place where Baal Tshuva stands, tzaddikim can't stand. It doesn't say, it says, ain't yechaylim lamed. They don't even have the ability, not only they don't stand there, they don't have any the ability to stand there. So therefore, what did Abish do? He lowered all these things into the lowest of the lowest of levels. Why? Because he wants it to be, to transform evil to Kedusha. Like he said, take Avnei Hamokim, pluralism, and make it into Evan Achas, to make it a Matzeva. By days and Nasatayin, it goes to Lamayla. It becomes a great, tremendous pleasure above. V'ubachinis is Kafi V'sapcha, which is breaking evil and transforming evil. V'chashaych and Nehedu Shalamato, from darkness into light down here. That means down here should be the level of light and revelation and so on. And that's what it says, Yafet Shachas B'Tshuva. Liyashayidei B'chinas Tshuva Dafka. Dafka through the level of Tshuva. Nasa Tainug L'mayla Kolkach. Becomes this tremendous pleasure by Hashem, like the bird, the parakeet. Vaz Nasa M'chinas Choron Rina. Then Choron becomes Rina. Ay, it's a ches and a hay. So he says, K'nei Dalin Yechomitz Amatzah. Shema'ez ches Shechomitz Nasa hay. Like it says in the Zohar Parshas Pinchas, Ga'ar Chayis Kone, chop off the leg of Kone, and then Kone, if you chop off the leg, a pole. So Kone means a pole, but if you chop off, the take away the leg, Ga'ar Chayis Kone, take away the leg of the kuf, then you have a resh. And then Kona becomes Rina, the Zohar says. In other words, the Zohar says, from the Ches of Chometz, you transform it into Hay of Matzah. And as we mentioned the other night, in Torah, there's letters that are interchangeable for each other. So the Moshe, Hay and Ches in Torah are interchangeable. Because letters that come from the same formation of speech, like certain letters come from the stomach, certain letters come from the lip. Like boomp, the letters bein vav mem pei come from the lips. So those letters are interchangeable. Aleph ches hey ayin acha is miagonim from the throat. There are throat letters. So hey and ches are interchangeable. So what's the ultimate goal? To make from Choron Rina. He went to Choron to make from Choron joy by Hashem, which is transformation. Okay, like it says, Mechadon nasadina. From Chadon becomes Rina, like it says in the Pasuk. Be'ibad Rishoyim Rina. When you destroy Rishoyim, it's pleasure by Hashem, which is Tainug Shanasalamaila, in the level of Iskafya Vishapcha. Okay? So what's the purpose of a neshama coming into the world? Yadid Tzairach Aliyah. Take evil Chadon into Rina.
Rabbi, did Yaakov knew that's what he's doing?
Of course he knew. He learned this minor.
Or he just went through what was destined for him.
By Tzaddikim, they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew what they're accomplishing. What do you think he learned? What do you think he learned? Shame in the yeshiva, shame ve'eva, yeah.
Because this was written 4 centuries later. This is Torah.
It's Torah. He learned Torah. He didn't definitely in Chassidus. What do you think he learned all day?
This is
Chassidus. Yeah. So that's what he learned. Okay. You'll get older. You'll understand that this concept. And then he says, this pleasure that's created through the neshama coming down, now we create it. Now we make it happen. But it's not revealed yet. Because Mashiach's not here, the world is dark, we're blind, so we don't see the accomplishment. Or to use modern language, the money's in a trust fund. But it's not usable yet. Laos is love, like he says. It's not going to be darkness in an elevating world like his Belidis Vyaridis, but like it says, the Pasuk says, from harvest and plant and plowing, it's going to stop. Now the Jews Avaida is the Lamites Melachas, creating the 39 Melachas. Shabbos, the ultimate Shabbos of Mashiach. We're going to stop creating. It means it's like the Pasuk said, we're not going to do Avedis Abidurim anymore. Now is the Malacha of refining world. Lasid Lavai, it's done. So all the work we did now, we're going to eventually, so the more money you put in the trust fund, by the way, the more money you're going to get out later. Tax free. So the more Aveda Jew does in elevating the world, so then that's how much we're going to get. The year.
It's in a trust fund, and we don't see it until Mashiach comes.
Right.
It's not only that, which I think is unfair. I know, but
I mean, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, but also you see people who are Rishayim, it's like a devil man. The Rishayim have a big time.
Isn't that not the best question?
I know.
David HaMelech knew it because he asked it.
I know.
No. So the answer is that everybody does good, everybody does bad. Right? Even a Rashi will do a favor, do something. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So Hashem pays in their reward in this world, and therefore in the world to come they get nothing. Tzaddikim who do bad, that's David HaMelech's question. What's the answer to David HaMelech? The answer is, tzaddikim on their level do bad. On their level, they're lacking. So for that bad, they're suffering a little bit in this world. Then in the world to come, they have a clean slate, mamish Gan Eden. Rishoyim, who don't have Gan Eden, so they get the reward for their deeds in this world, and that's it. So what's wrong with that?
It's not a test. There's two tests.
Yes.
Yes.
But if Hashem would show us the reward what we accomplish now,
yes.
Torah mitzvahs wouldn't be difficult and it would be worthless.
But he does, but
we don't recognize. Okay. If I don't see it, it's not here. If in the five senses, if it's not by me in one of the five senses, it doesn't exist. In my realm, it doesn't exist. Okay, whatever. It is what it is. But the bottom line is that the simple answer to it, we don't know, first of all, how much that person suffers. That's a separate issue. Yeah? I'll give you an example. Somebody was driving somebody to a funeral yesterday. He told me, he just heard that yesterday Elon Musk lost $50 billion in the stock market. So Mamish Rachman is $50 billion. But he's worth $300 billion. So Nebuch, he only has $250 billion left. On paper, it's all paper, yeah? So Nebuch made an unbelievable Rachmanis on him. He's broke. Yeah? I'm sure he's suffering. He lost $50 billion. A fali eden gazak gavon. Not to lose money. To have $250 billion. Okay? So it's all relative. You don't know what people suffer, they don't suffer. But the bottom line is people think that people that have a lot of money, they're the biggest suicide rates and the kids are suicide. Everything. You know what's going on there. But the bottom line is, Hashem has his cheshbeinus that you and I will never know until we become God, and don't hold your breath. It ain't happening. Okay? So then, Hashem has a cheshbein. But it's possible that Rasha is rewarded in this world. So he has a good in this world, which is temporary.
Now, I'm not pushing. I'm just saying it's a double test.
Yes. It's more than a double test, by the way. Okay. And he says, and then when Mashiach comes, will be chinas gili or avay lematu chinas yichud abitul betachlus. Ultimate level abitul. K'meishu lemayla belimitsa yain. Just think it is in the higher worlds that iyavachayachad, that the earth and the kelim and Hashem is all one. Sha'atu me'ayin liyesh. Now the world is me'ayin becomes yesh. Mashiachin lasid lava yam me'yesh la'ayin b'chinas bitul v'ishapcha. In other words, now Chassidus explained, Hashem created the world yesh mi'ayin, which is, by the way, from our perspective. But the ultimate goal, in other words, Hashem took nothing, so to speak, made something. Our job is to make the something back into nothing. There are two kids grew up together. One went in one path of Chassidus, and the other one went in the other path. Anyway, many years later, they grew up, they met each other. So that's the Nova Sertzach, what's going on. So the one in the non-Chassidish yeshiva says, I was steiging my whole life. I was working my whole life to become a somebody, to become a gadol. And the Chassidish kid said to him, it's interesting. My whole life I was striving to become a nothing. To have bittul. A nobody, a bittul. Hashem made yesh mi'ayin. And our mission is to make the yesh back into ayin. I mean ayin, not disappear. It means bitul to Hashem, that it's on God, it's on nothing else. And then it becomes revealed the level of einig, like we mentioned the other night. Einig is the same letters as nega, plague, leprosy, nega.
Yes.
Nega is just like chodon is transformed into rina. Nega is transformed into einig. Because evil is like nega, leprosy and so on. Shubachinus ain't sof. Vobachinus yem, azayin shayem shukul shabbos menuchol chayelam, which is the level of einig elyon. Kuneid shenasa, that the level of shabbos einig of above comes in this shit alfishnin, the 6,000 years of creation. The avoid of the Jew in the 6,000 years of creation creates the einig of shabbos lemaila. In the level of Chodan, to the level of Rino, Shenikra Beis Avi, which is the level of Yitzchak, Shubachinus Atzchek Vatainuk, which is the level of joy. She is Galul Osim Chinus Kafi Visapch. Okay, so this is what he's saying, what Yaakov Avinu is saying, Veshafti B'Sholo Beis Avi. That the ultimate goal of my going into Choron is to bring back the sparks of Kedusha El Beis Avi to the level of Yitzchak, which is the level of Tzchaik, by transforming evil to Kedusha, which is exactly what Yaakov Avinu did. Right? He transformed Lavan's house to 12 Shvatim. Zeshom Yemra Lasset. Al Yitzchok Yato Avinu, Kizat Tachas, Samuchov, and Bir, Like we know, the ultimate purpose of creation is Yemesa Mashiach. Is Mashiach, right? So that's the purpose of creation. There should be a level of enjoyment lamaila, and that's the level of shafti b'sholi. This level of enjoyment that will be revealed when Mashiach comes, which is called sholim. Refining world is called sholim. Why? Because what is the definition of shalim? Peace. If you're one person, you know, you can't make peace. With whom are you going to make peace? Right? Like we say in davening, Shnei ksuvim hamachishim zeh zeh. Two psukim contradict one another. Achiyavi yakosav ashlishi v'yachri b'nei. What is shalim? Peace means you two opposite fractions, yeah, and you combine them. He says,
or they could live separately in harmony.
Then it's not real shalom.
Why? They
can real shalom is no. Real shalom is when you become shalem, complete. They become one. As the pasuk says, "Gam evav yashlim imay," that even his enemies, anchi av shalom. The Gemara says, well, became one with David HaMelech. So he says, "What is shalom? Shalom is connecting two things." Later, and I'm not going to be here tomorrow. But so the B'Sholim is Beis Sholim. How do you connect two things? You have Kedusha evil. You can bring evil to Kedusha. You can bring Kedusha down. There's two ways of connecting. Then there's a third way, which happened by Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu went up and Hashem came down. But normally, up comes down, down comes up. Evil comes to Kedusha, Kedusha comes to evil. That level is v'shafti b'sholim b'sholim. The aveda of transforming evil to Kedusha could be done in one of two ways. Either evil is elevated to Kedusha, or Kedusha comes down and transforms evil.
You don't want the latter.
Why?
Kedusha comes and becomes like evil?
No, Kedusha transforms evil.
Oh, it transforms evil.
No, Kedusha doesn't become evil, sir. The only one that can make Kedusha into evil is us. Thank you.
The true peace is when there are two entities that have their self-identity but become live in peace side by side.
Two entities becoming one entity. All you live us, yes?
One transformation.
That's the Sholem Bayit. The whole concept of Sholem is two opposites, two halves become whole. That's what marriage. That's
so
what
become it. One. So they yeah. lose their identity. One side
no,
has to.
No.
So both his identity.
Each one has a double identity.
What? Pardon? Each one
has a double identity.
Oh.